I'd like to turn this evening to Acts chapter 2 and verses 42 to 47, particularly verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And the theme that I'd like to take from this passage, and particularly this verse, is loyalty to Christ. For this passage describes what happened to the 3,000 people who were converted on a single day in Jerusalem after the Holy Spirit had come upon the disciples, and Peter stands up to preach the gospel on this day. And Peter, as you see if we had read the whole of his sermon, explains that Jesus, who had recently been crucified there in Jerusalem, was in fact the Messiah. He argues from the Old Testament that this Jesus was the Messiah, the promised one of God. And he adds that marvelous truth, that this Jesus, who was crucified, is risen. And Peter testifies how he had seen the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And as Peter preaches the gospel empowered by the Holy Spirit, the people realize that before the Lord they are guilty. We read of that in verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And the reply was very profound and timeless. For anyone realizes that they have offended the holy God that they are accountable to, the answer is timeless. It comes in verse 38. "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." So that was the timeless message. Repent, believe on the Lord Jesus, and be baptized. Now coming back to the 3,000 that were converted in our passage there in Jerusalem, what happened to those people? Was it just an excitable day? It certainly was an excitable day. The Spirit of God was poured out in an amazing way, and these timid, frightened disciples became greatly emboldened and were able to proclaim very clearly and very forcefully the gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ. But was it just an excitable day? Was it like a great street party or a carnival that just came and went? Did the people say, "Well, that was all very interesting. It was all quite challenging at the time. It was quite a moving day. It was a great day out. Peter's preaching was, well, it really was very good. It was very interesting, but, well, that was the day. Let's go on to a new day. Let's get back to normal. Let's just live our lives and carry on." Well, no, that's not at all what happened, is it? These 3,000 were changed. They were dramatically and wonderfully changed. They were converted. They came to be Christians. And they were changed for all eternity. And so our passage begins in verse 42 by saying, "And they continued." And they continued steadfastly. Who are the they? It's the 3,000 who had just been converted in Jerusalem. These people had come into Jerusalem for the feast time. They had come and they had heard, and they had, many of them had seen, that Jesus had been crucified upon the cross. They'd heard the rumours of the resurrection. They'd heard the disciples were saying, "Jesus is risen from the dead." And now they hear Peter preaching fully the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these people, they not only received the word, but we read here in verse 42, they continued steadfastly. They remained loyal to Christ. It was not a flash in a pan. It was not just some emotional response, just some dramatic occasion that all just fizzled out and all went so terribly flat. No, these 3,000 people, they didn't just melt away. Now, interestingly, Luke is writing this account for us some 30 to 50 years. People are not exactly sure when Acts was written, but some 30 to 50 years after the event, Luke is writing and telling the story. Now, he's not doing some great cover-up act. He's not having to say, well, these 3,000, it appeared that they had been converted, but, well, they kind of just melted away, and, well, the story just fizzled out. We read in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ that, that many people turned away from him and would not remain with him. They departed from him. But here we read this 3,000 who had been so wonderfully changed on the day of Pentecost. They, it is they who continued. They went on. They not only began well, but they went on in the Christian life. Now, why is that so important? It's important because Jesus himself made it clear that the evidence of true conversion would be that people would remain loyal, that they would persevere to the end. We have that very statement in Matthew 24, verse 13. Those who endure to the end will be saved. And that's a theme that runs right through the New Testament, Philippians 3:14. Paul says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. And that's what these 3,000 were doing. They were pressing on. They were pressing toward the goal for the prize, for the calling of the Lord Jesus. And so these people were saying, there was no turning back. There was no giving up. They had decided to follow Jesus, and they would not now turn back. Now, the Christian life may become very difficult for us. There is no doubt about that. But what we see in Acts is that these early Christians, despite the enormous difficulties, the persecution, the loss of their jobs, their homes, the splitting up of families, the scattering of them into many different parts of the country and indeed beyond their own country due to the persecution, did not cause these Christians to give up. They kept going on. They remained loyal to Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18 says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Says Paul, we don't give up. He refers to them as light afflictions, but for many, they were very heavy afflictions, very difficult afflictions. But he's saying, well, in the light of eternity, in the light of all that Christ has done for us and is doing for us, and in the light of the glory which is yet to be, they are, relatively speaking, light afflictions. So we don't lose heart. We have a sure and a certain hope. And these 3,000, they did not lose heart. They not only started well, but they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Now, how do we know for certain that we are a Christian? How do we know that we are on our way to heaven? Well, one of the great proofs is that we carry on. We carry on, though in many ways there is much that would discourage us and would want to cause us to turn aside. But we don't. We carry on. Or we struggle from time to time. we have some profound doubts sometime. Thomas wasn't the only one who had the problem of doubt. And in the Old Testament, we see many of the believers that have gone before us. Jeremiah is one notable one that stands out. He had grave doubts about what the Lord was doing in his life. He even said to the Lord at one time, "Will you be to me like a stream that dries up?" He had profound doubts and difficulties. And the Lord just graciously came to him and lifted him up. And so, yes, we do, as Christians, sometimes have great doubts. We do sometimes have periods of enormous difficulty and inward turmoil. But amazingly, we go on. We go on because we truly are the Lord's, and we are loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ. You look at the disciples, and they remained loyal to Jesus, though not Judas, of course, because he never was one of the true disciples. He never was converted, and therefore he just fell away. Now, it is true that some Christians make a terrible, terrible mess of their lives. And sometimes they do appear to fall away. They stop reading the Bible. They stop praying. They stop attending church. But we have this glorious truth of Scripture, that if they truly are the Lord's, then he will bring them back. Their loyalty to Christ will shine through, and they will be restored. So I want us to look at this early church in Jerusalem, which displayed their loyalty to Christ and made such an amazing impact on their community there in Jerusalem. How did they show their loyalty to Christ? What helped them to endure to the end? Well, I want to highlight the four things that we find in verse 42. First of all, they had a teachable spirit. They endured. They went on, they persevered, they continued steadfastly because they had a teachable spirit. There in verse 42, it says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Now, the word doctrine is perhaps not the most helpful of translations in this particular verse. What it really is saying is they continued in the apostles' teaching. Now, they didn't have the New Testament. It wasn't written. It was literally being written by them in those days. They didn't even have the Gospels. We have the four Gospels. But what they did have was the apostles with them. They had the disciples who had been with Jesus. They had those on whom the Holy Spirit had fallen and been poured out in such a wonderful way. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. They wanted to know so much more about Jesus. And particularly, and as you look at the sermons that are recorded for us in the Acts of the Apostles, so often they are about showing Jesus from the Old Testament. These were Jews, and the Jews there in Jerusalem, they were steeped in their Old Testament. And what was happening here is they were continuing steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. And that teaching was about Jesus. And you remember when Philip came to the Ethiopian who was reading from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, he gets into the chariot with him and he explains to him what these scriptures were referring to. Do you remember how Jesus himself, after the resurrection, and was walking with those disciples who were on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus explained to them from all the scriptures the things concerning himself? This was the apostles' teaching. They were teaching about Jesus in the scriptures. And they were sharing with the people the great words of the Lord Jesus that they had heard, the Sermon on the Mount, the miracles that he had performed, the teaching which he had given. They continued steadfastly in wanting to hear what it was that the apostles knew about the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Isaiah 50 and verse 4, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned." that they should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. And these 3,000 there in Jerusalem, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. They wanted to learn more and more about this Jesus that they knew had just been crucified, about this Jesus who had been risen from the dead, who ordinary men and women had seen and knew that he was risen from the dead. And so the apostles explain these things to them. Those Christians in Jerusalem, like Isaiah, wanted to learn. They wanted to know more and more about Jesus. You probably sing the little hymn, "More about Jesus would I know. More of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More, more about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me." Do we have that hunger that these 3,000 had? Do we want to continue steadfast in the apostles' teaching, in the knowing more and more about the Lord Jesus Christ? It's one of the ways in which we know we're loyal to Christ. We want to know more about him. We want to have a teachable spirit. Or we might have been a Christian for many, many decades. Or we might have been a Christian only for a few months. But we want to know more about him. More about what he did for us in dying on the cross. More about his glorious resurrection. More about the home that he has prepared for us. We want to know more and more of him. You know, these early Christians there in Jerusalem must have had many questions. How do we form ourselves? How do we make a church? Everything was new to them. Everything was different. What duties should they carry out? How should they function? What leaders should they choose? What should they believe? And how should they behave together as a church? What should their Christian lives look like? These were new Christians without the benefit of all of the scriptures that we have. But they had the apostles there with them. And it is as if they wanted to be a sponge soaking up the teaching of the apostles to know more and more about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, for us today, once the teaching of God's word is neglected in a church, then that church is in serious danger. And sadly, we've seen that in some of the churches in our land as they move more to a worship-orientated service, and the preaching of the word of God becomes ever constricted and constrained, until it becomes just a few little moments. And sadly, in some of the churches there's a great deal of singing, but there's very little public reading of God's word, and very little preaching of the word of God. And there is this desire now to say, well, people don't like long sermons. They don't like hearing about the word of God. It's a different information age, and people receive teaching and information in a different way. So do a short video or do a short presentation. Make it lively. Use lots of illustrations. Now, I'm not defending boring, poor or ill-prepared sermons. What I am saying from the word of God is that where the people of God lose their appetite for biblical preaching, that church will soon begin to decline and will find itself in serious trouble. These people, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. And that is what we must do too. You remember the hymn, "Tell me the old, old story." It has the verse, "Tell me the story slowly, that I may take it in. That wonderful redemption, God's remedy for sin. Tell me the story often, for I forget so soon. The early dew of morning has passed away at noon. Tell me the story softly, with earnest tones and grave. Remember I'm the sinner whom Jesus